concave under her cheekbones, the skin so thin it sometimes seems that she can see her bones. She covers as many of the imperfections as she can with makeup, still feels that she cannot leave her house without full makeup, her trademark scarlet lipstick the first thing she puts on every morning, before her underwear even, before her bath. But these days, her makeup is sometimes patchy, her lipstick smudging over the lines in her lips, lines that they warned her about in the 80s, when her son tried to get her to stop smoking, holding up photographs in magazines of women with dead, leathery skin. "I can't give up smoking," she would say, frowning. "I enjoy it too much. But I promise you, as soon as I stop enjoying it, I'll give it up." The day is yet to come. 30 years younger, and she would never have dared trespass, swim naked in an empty swimming pool without permission. 30 years younger, and she would have cared too much what people thought. Wouldn't have cut flowers or carefully dug up a few strawberry plants that would certainly not be missed to replant them in her own garden. But 30 years younger, and perhaps if she had dared and had been caught, she would have got away with it. She would have apologized, would have invited the couple back for a drink, and the husband would have flirted with her, would have taken the picture of